Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 17, Secret Agent Fiesta. And here's some stuff that you may see us do today. Today we have another double episode with Sonia De Los Santos and Secret Agent 22 Skidoo. After the interview, we will practice learning some Spanish words and learn how to make a fun snack. But here's other things that you want to know. We have a new web page. Just type www.chloesfriendshipcircle.com. But first, here's El Morty by Sonia De Los Santos until she calls.
Yo tengo martillo en la mañana, martillo en la tarde, en esta ciudad, y alejo el peligro, mandando un aviso de amor de hermanos y hermanas en esta ciudad.
If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters.
Que canto en la tarde en esta ciudad.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Sonia De Los Santos. Hi!
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Yes.
Okay. How did you start your band?
Well, I called up some of my best friends who I had played music with in other projects. My friend Elena, who plays with me with Dan Zanes in France. And I called my Colombian friend Martin, who plays with me at another band where we play cumbias. And my friend Sinue, who I play some Mexican traditional music with in other bands. And I called them up and I asked them to play now the songs from my album for this show.
That's really cool. how many bands have you played in?
Ooh, let's see. Officially, well, I don't know. Well, let's see. Back in when I was in high school, in college, I had a rock band back in Monterey, Mexico, where I'm from. And then when I first got here to New York, I played with two guitarists. And then I played with Dan Zanes. And then I play with Cumbia River Band, the Cumbia Band, and now with my band. Those are the official bands. But I play in many different projects with friends that call me off for different music projects.
Cool. Number two. What was it like growing up in Mexico?
Good question. I had a great time growing up in Mexico. I have a really big family. Well, I have two brothers in my immediate family, two older brothers. And I pretty much, since I was the youngest one and the only girl, I pretty much spent my childhood just going to their football practices and, you know, everything related to their sports they were playing. And then I, you know, from a very young age, I started dance classes and singing lessons. And I have a family who really likes music and was really encouraging me to learn how to sing and play guitar, and spent a lot of time with one of my uncles who taught me a little bit how to play the guitar too.
Cool. And did you play music there too?
Did I like music there?
No, did you play music there?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Did you play music there?
Oh, yes, I did. Well, I mostly singing. Actually, I didn't start playing instruments until I was a little bit older and you know, more regularly when I moved to New York. But what I did do that I'm not sure you know is that I did some acting in musical theater back in Mexico. So I was singing and acting. And then it was later where I started picking up more instruments and be able to sing and play at the same time, which it's a big challenge.
Cool. And number three, what do you like to do when you aren't playing music?
Well, one of the things that I love doing is cooking. I like cooking Mexican food, and I like also I like to cook things that my friends teach me how to make. So I ask my friends from other countries like what's their favorite foods and if they can teach me a recipe, and then I usually try it out on weekends or whenever I have time to cook at home. Go to the market and buy some ingredients, and I really enjoy that sharing food with my friends.
What's your favorite food?
Ooh, favorite food. Let's see. I really like corn. Anything that's corn related. I like corn chips. I like tortillas. I like tamales. Anything that's made with corn, pretty much, I really enjoy. Like corn on the cob, I really like that. Do you like corn?
I do, too.
What about cornbread? Cornbread is also really good, and it's something that that I learned to appreciate here, cornbread. We don't have that many versions of corn in Mexico like that, but definitely corn would be my favorite food.
Okay, and number four, I heard you teaching Spanish words on Kids Place Live. Can you teach us some Spanish words?
Spanish words, of course. Let's see, do you know how to say up in Spanish?
No.
Up is arriba. Can you repeat that? Arriba?
Arriba.
Very good. And what about down?
How?
Down.
Do you do it?
Well, you say abajo.
Okay.
Can you say that?
Abajo.
Wow, very good. Those are two words. So now you know how to say up and down in Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Number five. What do you miss most about living in Mexico?
I really miss my family. I miss the food and the good weather, but, you know, the food that I miss, I can probably get here or learn how to cook it myself. You know, not exactly like my mom used to cook, but, and the weather, well, you know, can live without, but my family is what I miss most. And I try to visit them at least twice a year, but it's definitely what I miss most. My family. Oh, and I know also the mountains where I'm from, there's really big mountains. And I was really used to waking up and looking at the big mountains and going, whoa. And here, you know, we look at the buildings instead.
Cool. And thank you.
Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye, Chloe.
Esta es tu tierra, esta es mi tierra, desde California hasta Nueva York, desde las montañas a todos los mares, esta tierra es para ti y para mí. Cielo azul, montes y llanos rodean mis pasos. Esta tierra es para ti y para mí. Sigo caminando y no me detengo por la blanca arena en este desierto. Y me acompaña una voz que canta. Esta
Nadie en el mundo va a detener.
es para ti y para mí. Esta es tu tierra, esta es mi tierra, desde California hasta Nueva York, desde las montañas a todos los mares. Esta tierra es para ti y para mí.
Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we're going to make a recipe called Peanut Butter and Jelly Wands. You'll need cookie cutters, bread, peanut butter, jelly, and pretzel sticks. And here's how we do it. Use your cookie cutters to make small shapes with the bread. Spread peanut butter and jelly on the bread and make another one using the same cookie cutters and put it on top of your sandwich. Then put a pretzel stick in the middle so it can stick out a little. And that's it. That's a so quick recipe and so yummy and so easy to make. Hope you enjoy it. And now here comes a song called Imaginary Friend from Secret Agent 23 Skidoo.
He's got green hair and orange skin, and nobody has fun more than him. He's the sort of friend nobody can see, nobody but me. You're like, what do you mean? He's imaginary, invisible, but he's never scary. Nah, he's really cool. He's silly too, he's an acrobat. He does backflips while we play hacky sack. Nobody fast as us when we run in races, but he cracks me up making funny faces. It gets on my nerves when he's sitting in a chair and people sit on him like Pickles isn't there. Come on, he's real, just like me. Only one thing on which we disagree.
My imaginary friend says I'm the imaginary friend, which means I'm imaginary then. If he's right and I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made up like the words that is song. My imaginary friend says I'm the imaginary friend, which means I'm imaginary then. If he's right and I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made up like the words that is song.
I say he's the imaginary part of our friendship, then he laughs very hard and says, who, me? No, couldn't be, and I really don't know who I should believe, cause when you think about it, the kid's got a point. It's a 50-50 chance, like I'm flipping a coin. He says that the world he sees is quite different, and when he has dinner, I go inside with him and sit on a chair with his green-haired family, but no one can see that I'm there, so I can't be real. But real's the way I feel, but hey, so does he, so we made a deal that either neither of us is the co-star in this imaginary movie, or we both are. Is it really so hard to believe there are different worlds, and some are harder to see?
My imaginary friend says I'm the imaginary friend, which means
I'm imaginary then if he's right, and I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made of like the worst of his song. My imaginary friend says I'm the imaginary friend, which means I'm imaginary then if he's right, and I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made of like the worst of his song.
And now things change like we push on a lever or a switch, and I'm rich with imaginary treasure, cause whenever he can see, I can see too. In his world, the sea is green like pea soup, and the sky is purple. The clouds can talk, but not as loud as rocks. We go out for walks, and I'm speechless, cause it's all so nuts, watching trees kiss and waterfalls flow up. He's like, so what? But he gets amazed at Earth, cause it works in different ways. He stares when airplanes streak through the sky, cause he thinks they're birds with people inside. Got scared of a guy that he saw hang glide, and he still won't believe that my dog can't drive. We both like jokes and love to solve riddles, but I still can't stand those mustard popsicles. Seriously, those things are disgusting. What is he thinking?
And I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made up like the worst of his song. My imaginary friend says I'm the imaginary friend, which means I'm imaginary then if he's right. And I'm really not sure that he's wrong, so I might be made up like the worst of his song.
Unfortunately, we will have to reschedule Secret Agent 23 Skidoo. But, hi, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now, we have a story to read written by me called Garage Girls. There once was a girl named Chloe. She was at the park near her house. She met a girl named Isabella. Later in kindergarten, she met Madeline. Now they're in the same class. Soon, Chloe had a cold. So Madeline and Isabella talked outside about starting a band called Bee Girls. When Chloe came back, the girls told her all about it. Later on Saturday afternoon, the girls began the band. Their first song was called Girls. On Sunday, Chloe had CCD, so they didn't do it. Later the next Saturday, the girls did their band. They got better and better. They made a logo called Garage Girls. Soon it became the best ever. Another day I'm gonna read part two, Chloe's Great Gazing Idea. But part one was called Finding the Band. Now we're gonna play Catch That Train by Dan, Zanes, and Friends. And so on. After that, we're gonna do our friendship pledge.
Everybody's talking about a day up at the lake. So let's get our bags, guitars and all the food that we can take. I'll meet you on the corner when the sun decides to break. So
catch that train.
Oh, come on out and catch it.
Catch that train.
I don't mind the station. I don't mind going underground. I kind of like the symphony of different sounds. In another 20 minutes, well, I'll be country bound. So
catch the train.
Oh, come on out and catch it.
Catch the
past every river, town, and village as they come and go so fast. We'll fill the day with memories, and I know they're gonna last. So
catch the train.
Oh, come on out and catch it.
Catch the train.
All right. topsy-turvy world that we're all living in today. Let's take a trip before the summer sun has gone astray. When we ride together. And so I say,
catch the train.
Come on, come on, catch it.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And here's my friendship pledge. No matter what people say, just be you. Bye!
Skidoo. That's right. I got some kid hop for you. All right, kids, check it out. Now there's a whole lot of people all across the world. A whole lot of boys, a whole lot of girls. A whole lot of fathers and uncles and brothers. A whole lot of sisters and aunts and mothers. And whether they're parents or whether they're children, every single one of them's a little bit different. There's only one thing that makes us the same. We all got our own face and got our own name. We all got our own brain and got our own style. Well, that's just the way that you smile, and the way that you walk, and the way that you talk, and the way that you look, from your hat to your socks. It's a beautiful thing, being yourself, and not trying to act like everyone else. I'ma tell you the truth, and you gotta agree. Man, I can't be you, nope, I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
1, 2, 3. Now some got mustaches, some got beards. Some wear big old earrings in the ears. And you might think some of them look kinda weird, but they gotta be them, so I'm glad that they're here. Some wear t-shirts, some wear ties. Some got big glasses in front of their eyes. And if you keep looking, then you'll be surprised. Cause man, people come in every shape and size. As big as a house or as small as a mouse. Some are mellow, some like to scream and shout. Some come from other countries that you read about. That's a lot, and I still left some people out. Some are young like you, some are old like your grandpa. Some frown, some are jolly like Santa. There's a lot of colors and ways to be. But I can't be them, nope, I gotta be me. So what you gotta be? What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
All right, 1, 2, 3. Hey, sometimes when you play at school, another kid acts like you're not so cool. They laugh at your clothes or say something mean, and then your good day feels like a bad dream. But hey, it happens to everyone, so don't let it stop you from having fun. You don't have to be like anyone else, but remember that you got to love yourself. See, some people think making you feel bad will make them feel good, and that's just sad. But no matter what they do or say, it's just a game and you don't have to play. If they call you weird and you want them to stop, well, you can either say,
no, I'm not.
Or you could say, yep, I'm as weird as can be. And you know what? I love it. I gotta be me. So what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
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 I said, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
What you gotta be?
I gotta be me.
Come on, what you gotta be?
I gotta be me.